Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
There we go. This is your girl, Bart. It's Ice Spice right here.
It's not Spice?
Ice Spice. By the way, we'll continue to take your phone calls.
She used to be a track runner too, man. And she's just touring and having too much fun, man. You got to still stay in the gym. Keep it tight. She likes to start showing them buns off, though, all day.
Yeah, she loves showing that them buns off. We'll continue to take your phone calls, 800-919-3776, talking Knicks. But the NFL just announced that the salary cap for the 2024 season will be $255.4 million. Now, why is that significant? Teams were working with a projected salary cap in the range of $242 to $245.
Damn, so $13 million?
So this announcement gives them anywhere between $10 and $13 million higher than what they were expected. And also an unprecedented $30 million increase per club this year as opposed to last year. So Schefter, in a tweet, says the NFL said that the unprecedented $30 million increase per club in this year's salary cap is the result of the full repayment of all amounts advanced by the clubs and deferred by the players during the COVID pandemic, as well as an extraordinary increase in media revenue for the 2024 season. So, I mean, a lot has to do with it, but of course, getting all these streaming networks involved, I mean, Peacock and Amazon.
Yeah, don't worry, we'll pay for it. That mean Peacock gonna get two more playoff games and charge us to have to stream it.
Which we're all gonna do because we love football.
I feel dirty after that. No, I don't know. I'm going to a bar.
You ain't going to no bar. You staying right in the confines of your house. But yeah, man, look, $13 million more than expected. So this could be a very fun free agency. You know, especially for the locals here.
Yeah, man.
Could see some cap casualties, create more money. As we talked about yesterday, Rodgers deferred some of the money on his contract, so maybe that opens the door for them to be able to maneuver and get creative.
Sign Mike Evans. Y'all don't want to give us Devontae Adams? All right, man. Come on, Mike. Come on through, dog.
Mike Evans is looking for, what, $15 million a year?
Nah, more than that. 21 at least.
21?
I mean, Christian Kirk set the bank up like 3 years ago, like 18. Christian Kirk. That's why Tyreek Hill was like, oh, hell no. He had a deal ready with Kansas City. He's like, nah, bro.
Worked out for Kansas City.
Kirk getting $18 million. Nah, I'm out.
Worked out for Kansas City because they parlayed that into some draft picks.
It did.
But yeah, some of the names you could mention with the Jets, Michael Pittman Jr., T. Higgins, but those guys could get franchised by their respective teams.
You got Calvin Ridley. The reason why Calvin Ridley is going to be available is because if he stays on the roster, then Jacksonville has to give up a second-round draft pick. So he's going to be free regardless because they don't want to give up that draft pick.
By the way, speaking of free agent wide receivers, Mecole Hardman, he's a free agent, caught the game-winning touchdown pass in the Super Bowl to get the Chiefs.
Okay. What else did he do the entire year?
Because you heard this quote already. Mecole Hardman was on the NFL Network. He was asked, would you go back to the Jets?
Free agency starts, you don't know. So we just see if they want me back. If not, you know, might be somewhere else. So we'll see.
You go back to the Jets?
No, I won't go back to the Jets.
Ah, man, he's got to rub salt all on the wound there, Mecole.
He probably wearing his Jet charm, too.
What happened with that? Why was he so ineffective? Was that
he
coaching?
He was ineffective, bro. He was ineffective. When he went to the Chiefs, too. What catches did he make with the Chiefs? He dropped a lot of balls for the Chiefs as well.
He caught the game-winning pass in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's because nobody thought they would throw the ball to his ass.
He had another catch in that game, too, earlier.
Yes, because nobody thought they would throw the ball to his ass.
And then I think he fumbled in the end zone. Was that against the Bills? It was the Bills game where he fumbled in the end zone.
Yes. Right. Like, they had no other option. It was like, man, we damn sure ain't messing with Kadarius Toney. So throw it to him. Nobody expected.
Yeah, because
they saved that for the whole year. Hey, man, we ain't going to throw you a ball all year, bro. Super Bowl, we got you.
Taking shots at the Jets on his way out.
I mean, listen, the Jets didn't find a way to get him on the field. They didn't get any dynamic ways to give him the ball. And listen, he didn't play well. Like, he didn't play well for Kansas City.
I just had such high hopes for him as a speedster, as someone who was going to be
able to. As a gadget guy.
Yeah.
But he wasn't none of that.
Get involved in, like, some screen passes. And
he was none of that. Kansas City didn't get none of that out of him. You know what I'm saying? That, you know how bad Kadarius Toney got to be for them to go to Hardman after how bad Hardman had played? They didn't even dress Kadarius Toney. I thought Kadarius Toney was going to go out there and be him.
Well, because Kadarius lost two games for them this year.
Yeah, man.
The Bills game, and then there was another game.
The greatest play of all time. That never happened. Offside.
Lined up. I mean, clearly and blatantly offside. Just going around the NFL, did you hear what Antonio Pierce had to say about his team? He's now the head coach of the Raiders playing the Chiefs.
What, the Jordan rules?
Here was Antonio Pierce alluding to the Mahomes rules on the Rush Pod.
We got the Jordan rules, and I'm calling it now from now on, as long as I'm here, the Patrick Mahomes rules. So you remember when Jordan was going through it with the Pistons, all those guys in the 80s before he came, Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, the Pistons used to whoop his anytime he came to the hole, elbows, yeah, filling them, love taps. We touched them. We're in the head mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I'm touching you. So I show those guys Jordan getting his whooped.
That's the Max Crosby podcast.
Yeah. Now, let's see now if some of his guys get undue FedExes on Tuesday if they touch Michael Jordan. Because remember, you got to realize what stage are you in the Jordan rules, right? Because the Jordan rules didn't work after 1989.
Yep. Because he went in the gym and got Aki. He got Braddock.
Well, listen, I think Mahomes is going to be peer pressure because he got a Tyson Fury dad bod.
You know what I...
Listen, his body looked exactly how I expected it to look. I thought it was rib cages. No, that was fat flab.
Man, he's a three-time champion.
I don't care.
Three-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time league MVP. He don't give a damn about what y'all saying about his body.
And he built worse than Drake.
Don't matter, because Drake's on top of his industry, and now Patrick Mahomes is. So he don't give a damn about what y'all saying about him.
Yeah, I bet you he the type of dude that get in the pool with an undershirt on.
Probably does, but he's going to get in that pool knowing he's going
home. That means you're ashamed. You're ashamed.
On his way to becoming the greatest quarterback of all time.
There you go. Everybody's great.
He's definitely on the right path to doing it.
This dude,
not saying he's going to make it.
He got four more titles to win.
And Brady won four after age 37.
Brady also adopted the TB12 method. Now, he gonna have diabetes before he even get a chance to get to five.
Why? Because of his stomach? That's
type 2 ready to go. Like that, and he ain't getting no vitamin D out there in KC.
You don't got to get vitamin D. He's giving all the vitamin D.
Vitamin D is for your immune system, son.
I know. It went over your head, man.
I know. I'm with you. He giving it. Okay. I ain't going to talk about nobody's wife.
But do you buy into this? Just because the whole Mahomes rules, Antonio Pierce didn't mention is that in that game that they beat the Chiefs on Christmas, they scored two defensive touchdowns. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that had to do with physicality and him being rattled. I just think Mahomes had a down season. It was the most turnovers he had had in his career. He was turning the ball over at an unprecedented level for him. He had a pretty down season.
We made sure that we got to Brady, right? And there's certain ways that you saw San Francisco try to implement the rules. A couple of times Bosa went rogue, and you have to rush Patrick Mahomes as a unit. Can't get too far up the field and allow him escape plans and stuff like that. So we saw kind of what it was supposed to look like, and it worked, and I'm sure Mahomes will work on that. But you can't let him get out and kill you with your legs. He only waits to use his legs during the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
right? He don't expose himself much. But when you get to him, it was so many times you saw him running and guys like running by. Like the one time when he got the first down and like the defender was there, like, bro, if you don't blow this dude up.
And what game? You talking about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, like, bro, and the playoffs. Like, bro, if you don't blow this dude up, man, like, and then they kind of like, remember he fell forward for the first down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was
like, bro, that should have been
big third and four play where he should, I mean, the defensive, the linebackers, I can't remember who it was.
Defensive back. Yeah, the safety or something. Like,
he was there. And they
man,
just
you got to decide, am I going to hit him up higher or am I about to break his knee bone? Man, I would have took his knees out so bad. Well, not me. If I'm a linebacker, you know, I'm going for the night-night kill, temple shot.
Everybody go night-night.
Yeah.
You want to go night-night?
Shoestring, so, pillowcase, no shoestring.
So in reaction to that, Greeny on his show says that he hates the idea of the Mahomes.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like it. I don't like hearing it. And if I'm the league, I'm doing something about it.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you why. Protecting the quarterbacks is the most important thing the NFL can do. Patrick Mahomes is the most important player in football. He's as important a player as football has had in a long time. He is right there with Brady and Peyton Manning and Brett Favre as a draw. There is no bigger draw right now in the sport than Patrick Mahomes. Maybe Taylor Swift is the only bigger draw than Mahomes is. You cannot have coaches preaching hurting him. And I understand that he's not going to go so far as to say hurt him, but I'm telling you right now, if I'm Roger Goodell, I'm calling Antonio Pierce. I don't mean to be a fuddy-duddy on this, but I'm going to say, listen, I'm going to instruct my officials to be keeping a close eye on Patrick in your games because of what you said.
I love Greeny. I hate that take.
You know
I hate
what I'm
that take.
You know, if I'm Antonio Pierce, I'm saying, okay, don't worry about it.
Because I think And
we'll
I love
take,
Greeny.
We'll take the 15.
But he took it too literally. I don't think Pierce is saying they want to hurt Mahomes.
Yeah, when you get to him, you hit him.
Yeah,
like,
hit
you
him.
You make him feel you. Physicality, make it a day.
But within the confines of the rules. You don't want to, you know, take his knees out and have him done for the season. But quarterbacks already get protected way too much as it is. So I don't want us to have this turn into, well, let's put a magnifying glass on every time the quarterback gets hit because of what Antonio. Yeah, they already do it. So now on top of Antonio Pierce saying this, we're going to scrutinize it even more. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Listen, man, if you beat the tackle and you got a kill shot, you take the kill shot. Kill shot don't mean that it's illegal. It's football. It's physical. It's, you know, you got the target area you can hit. You make sure you hit it, and you hit it hard. That's like people going into to a boxing match and saying, hey, man, I want you to go out here and win this match, but you only can throw ones and twos. You can't throw body shots and you can't throw power shots. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
crazy as hell.
I'm not a fan of that reaction to what Antonio Pierce was saying because I don't think this is like some bounty gate situation. A lot of teams, by the way, tried to do this with Patrick. Because that's always going to be the game plan. Like, keep him in the pocket. If you get him, hit him. It's just hard to do. He's so elusive.
But the more you play them, the better chance you get. Of course, the people within the division is going to have a higher success rate because they play the teams more often. So they understand the philosophy, they understand the concepts, and they get little tails. They got a chance to get more tails on them because they focus on them more.
How do you, as someone who played defense, feel about the rules in today's game protecting quarterbacks?
It's soft. It's protected. Listen, football, in my opinion, has allowed cowards to exist in our league. Guys get to walk around like they're brave and tough when they're not. And I think it does a disservice to the people like Keyshawn Johnson, like Wayne Corbett, guys that were willing to take a punishment to go across the middle. It was a badge of honor to go there knowing that you have to take a shot, but hold on to the ball. Like now, guys go across the middle so brave, they jump up in the air because they know as a defender, I'm supposed to wait for you to come down, and then when you come down, I can't hit you hard. I can't try and dislodge the ball from your hands. I got to make sure that I'm basically giving you the 15 to 20 yards as long as you can hold on to it. That's asinine and stupid, right? So, like, it used to be an intimidation factor. You go up across the middle, that ball late, and Ronnie Lott there, you might be separated from your spirit, right? Your body, you might be watching yourself like Ender's Game when old girl punched Incredible Hulk and he was watching himself float. Like, that's what it was supposed to be. I remember Keyshawn got hit so hard by somebody from the Detroit Lions that he was stuck with his ass up in the air and he woke up and his nose was bleeding. He was face down, ass up. And that's what football was all about. Like, you want to come across to you want to pass go? It's $200.
Yeah, I just
you remember that was on Monday Night Football.
Against the Lions. Against
the Lions. Look it up. I guarantee you, if you Google it, you will find it right now. Keyshawn Johnson, Monday Night Football, Lions versus Tampa Bay, night.
Your face down.
I was like, bro, you better tuck your ass in. Somebody come over and touch it.
800-919-3776. We'll get back to your phone calls. I see people still want to talk basketball, talk Lakers, talk LeBron, talk Knicks. Barton Hahn brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back to your phone calls. You got audio files coming up, got the Power Hour. Still a whole lot to do on a Friday edition of Barton Hahn right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Tell me what she said. You don't even know what she said, huh?
Baby, don't worry. You know that you got me.
What else?
That's, was Jill Scott doing Erykah Badu verses? Was it Jill Scott and Erykah Badu on the verses?
Yeah, but I think they were doing the early verses where it wasn't that John Blaze. You know what I'm saying? The technology wasn't that good.
Was it like cranking
when we
like
had
that?
Teddy Riley and all that stuff, he had to deal with like Teddy.
But Teddy Riley had to
so
had the, all the issues. He was getting mad. Babyface was annoyed. Teddy Riley became like a meme for weeks because of that whole experience.
Then they start doing it in like in concerts and stuff. Like by the time Jada and them got it, they got it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was a huge fan of Ashanti when she pulled up. I'm a big Ashanti fan.
Who did Ashanti
Ashanti against? Went up against, she had an attitude. It was, what's her name? I should have cheated.
K. Michelle.
I should have cheated.
Keisha Cole.
Yeah, Keisha Cole. It was Ashanti and Keisha Cole. Keisha Cole pulled up with a whole attitude. First of all, she was late by an hour, so Ashanti had to hold the Instagram live down, be an entertainer, and she shows up with an attitude. You can't be late with an attitude.
Well, you know, that's her thing. Her and Frankie be tripping, man.
That's how she get down. But yeah, I'm a big Ashanti guy.
The best one to me was Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was good.
See, but I was mad because Ernie brought his guitar, but the other guy then with the big forehead and the long hair from Earth, Wind, and Fire didn't bring his, man.
Yeah, that was good. It was pretty lengthy. SWV versus Escape was a good one. I'm a hip-hop guy, so Lil Jon and T-Pain, that was ringing off.
I didn't like what Manny Fresh was doing because it was disrespectful.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, he was like talking trash and stuff. Like it was.
Was it Scott Storch? He was going.
Yeah. He got real. Like, yeah, it was like it wasn't in the love of hip hop. It was like seemed like it was personal. Like, bruh.
We saw Snoop and DMX do one, which was pretty cool. It was actually, you know, maybe a couple months before DMX passed away.
Yeah, one of the best ones also, like, no, the Jada Diplomat. Today's price, not today. He just showed you.
He killed
body.
Him.
Oh, man. Bodied.
That was sad. Because my era, like, I'm younger than you, obviously. So I really thought Dipset had a chance. But the locks came out and just destroyed.
But then when Jewel Santana was like, yeah, man, y'all ain't got nothing for the ladies. Y'all like ladies? Like, what?
Yeah, then
he was waiting for him to say that. It was so stupid. It was almost like he set him up for it. Like, it's almost like they said, hey, act like you ain't got nothing for women. Like, man, you big dummy.
Honestly,
and he hit him with about 18 women tracks.
18. But honestly, man, it became, you know what moment became semi-iconic? Was when Jada rapped the Who Shot Ya? Off of the, you know, he did his Who Shot Ya off the
Y'all
Biggie
neighbors.
Beat.
Well, just put the verse out. It'd be your last damn disc.
Yeah, nah, you're gonna have to dump a lot of that. He's a...
Y'all neighbors.
They're trying to do it on the fly. It's tough. So let me cut it out. 800-919-3776.
Mess around, slip up.
Let's go to my hometown, BK, all day. What's up, Freddie?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, man. What's going on?
All right. Before I get to my NBA point, I just want it for you. You know, I love listening to you. I respect your opinions. But yesterday I was a bit disappointed to hear you say that Raymond Green was more important to his team than Dennis Rodman was.
Preach, Freddie. Preach.
Why were you disappointed, Freddie? Let me hear.
Because I think Dennis Rodman was an integral part of the Bulls and the Pistons winning the championships. While I think without Raymond Green, the Warriors would have still won a few more championships. Don't forget also that KD was there added to the talents of the Warriors when they won two championships, which you could have done without Draymond Green.
Nah, I don't think so, man. Draymond's guarding your
Draymond
best.
Draymond to win those type of championships.
Draymond's
man.
Guarding. I mean, Draymond's guarding your best player,
could,
especially
man,
in crunch time. He's the reason.
They could have started JaVale McGee, man. Stop it.
Yeah, JaVale McGee and going against LeBron. I mean, LeBron.
But Iguodala was on LeBron. What you talking about?
No, Iggy was there, of course, and Iggy late in games was clutch, but Draymond's the emotional leader. He's
the
reason why
regardless.
They can play small.
They'd have won regardless. There's no way that the Bulls are winning that second one.
And Draymond also was the single reason Kevin Durant came. He recruited Durant. So impact doesn't just happen on the floor. It's you know, the leadership and the recruiting aspect, too, that
he's
we
also,
have to
he's,
all, for.
He's also the reason KD left.
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
Exactly.
But we're talking about them winning championships. Freddie, it's cool, Freddie.
You should disown
Draymond
him, Freddie. You're like a disappointed dad,
Freddie.
Freddie,
look, people are wrong every day. So if you want to hang out with Bart Scott in the corner of just being laughably wrong, it's all good, man. Ain't no shame in that. Ain't no shame in that. What else you got for us?
You hung up on him. Oh, your daddy disappointed on him. Don't let your daddy pull up to the studio, dog. You can't hang up on your daddy.
That wasn't me, man. That might have been Jacob.
Yeah, that was on me. That
Jacob,
was on me.
No, but listen, don't give me that subliminal eye contact you made with Jake because it was getting too hot because he was disappointed in you,
nah,
son.
Nah, Jacob's out here. And Jacob's
thinking about cut the mic, B.
Jacob,
cut the mic, B.
Jacob low-key going to try to spit it to – Jacob single. He going to be trying to spit game to Tessa next Thursday. You're going to have to watch out for him.
Hey, man, listen, they two grown adults.
You know how they say shoot or shoot? You know how they – not just say shoot or shoot. I'm always open. Well, give it to me. I'm always open. That's Jacob's mentality. He's like, yeah, I'm always open.
I mean, I am always open. The offense runs through me. There's I don't press a button.
This is how I know when Jake feeling himself. If he show up with them if he show up with the Jaheim braids, he chilling. But if he show up with them Jalen Brunson joints, take a little extra long, you know what I'm saying? The ones that are just swinging in his hair looking like Baby Ariza. You know what I'm saying?
The fresh. You got hang time on your braids, Jacob, or are you chilling back there?
Oh yeah, yeah, I definitely got hang time. I got to take out my bun right now. Be
that's
down
what I'm
to my
so
shoulder.
So what day is it?
He be trying to look like what's Ariza? Trevor Ariza. He think he look baby. That's his nickname. He be like he go be baby
Ariza.
Yeah, baby Trevor.
So I used to have braids when I was young. I always felt like the best day was day two. What's the best day for you, freshly done? I feel like day two is when I'm at my peak.
Yeah, it's usually either day two or day three. Yeah, like. I like when I get compliments. It's like, yo, you just got your hair done. And yeah. Mind you, I get it done like a week ago, and it still be fresh and, you know, looking good.
Are you sleeping on your hands? Or are you putting, like, the silk bonnet on your head at night?
You wear the do-rag at night?
I got the silky on deck. I got a bonnet if need be.
You got the big bonnet.
I got the scarf just in case. You know, I got to versatize.
Fire alarm call, go off. Versatility. And the building got to go out like, yo, Jake, what the hell you got on your head?
I used to throw the wave grease on there. Yeah, step with the wave grease under the do-rag.
I mean, not with the hair, nah. With
the hair cut, I'm sure you've had.
Listen, I dominated the wave game. That's why I had to step up my game to
go to braids.
Yeah, see what's up.
Bart, you ever had braids?
Nah, man. I'm classic, man.
Nah, I feel like every black person at some point in their life had braids.
I'm a classic.
That's like a tradition.
Man.
It's all this time.
You see how my hair is now? That's the highest nappy. My hair has ever been in my life.
Yeah, it's always nappy. I noticed that about you. Always nappy.
No. It's twisted. You know what I mean? I got that Hutu Tutsi haircut. You know what I mean? I'm Kunta Kinte.
You got the coil
listen,
brush.
Listen, y'all like y'all Dominicans. Y'all got a little.
Who's Dominican here?
Bro, y'all got.
You putting us both in the same boat.
He said, "Y'all wait." Yo, Jacob, y'all got a lot of Dominican in me, right?
Listen, y'all got a lot of Eastern European in y'all. Y'all got a lot of Eastern European in y'all. I'm pure.
I'm 100% black, bro.
I'm uncut.
I'm not Dominican. You're talking just about Jacob.
Okay, you're 100% right. You're a little light bread. You know what I'm saying?
I'm light skin.
You know what I'm saying? You light bread. If you lighter than seal, then you've been tainted.
I'm tainted? That's how you feel?
Wait, hold on.
You was mixed with some cream. Somebody was mixed with some cream at some point in your lineage, baby. I'm still pure uncut.
A lot of us are lighter than seal.
You stepped on, son.
Disrespectful, bro.
You stepped on. Listen.
It's just you're dark with nappy hair.
Bro, you probably got some Norwegian in you. You know what I'm saying? Like when we go do your ancestry.com, all kind of stuff gonna come back.
What is it called? The 22 and me?
I'm gonna be straight Hutu and Tutsi. Pure uncut.
With naps. That's all I'm focused on.
Yes.
The hair is too nappy.
That's like Jesus was. They say hair like wool, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, exactly. Hair like wool stay forever. you're gonna wake up with them colleagues. You're gonna be looking like Phil, Uncle Phil.
I love the progression. Yesterday, Bart's out here talking about Larsa and MJ and impregnating people. Today, he's quoting Bible scriptures. So you got that diversity on Smash. Let's hit Brian.
Feet like burnt brass, baby. Feet like
Brian
burnt brass.
What's up, Brian?
Hello, how you doing?
What's good? Talk to us.
Don't be mad because my hair water resistant.
Hey there, Mr. Scott. How are you doing today, buddy?
Mr.
Good
Scott,
yourself,
why
I can't
so,
complain.
Why so formal?
Yeah, Jordan got nappy hair too before it all fell out.
I just want to say, Bart Scott, I think, man, you got a future in comedy, man. I can see you with a Netflix special right now. What I wanted to say was in regards to what yesterday Ty was saying. Hey, Ty, all due respect, man.
You don't have to be respect.
It's usually followed by something.
B, it don't have to be respect. Say disrespectfully.
Take it offensively. That's what they used to say.
Hey, Mr. Scott, man, you're the funniest dude, man. You say you got some Norwegian in you. But, hey, Ty, man, listen, man. Little Ty, listen, you are delusional, with all due respect. For you to think that LeBron is better than Michael Jordan, you're delusional. To watch Michael Jordan.
All right, so let me ask you a question real quick. I'll let you finish. And we'll make sure Jacob doesn't prematurely cut you off.
Don't give him the wink.
Give me your top five players in NBA history.
Top five?
Yeah, in order.
Okay, real quick.
But I got to be in order.
Any order. Michael?
No, in order. In order. Go one through five.
Okay. Michael Jordan, number one. Kareem, number two.
Yep.
Kobe. Probably LeBron. I'm saying probably LeBron three.
All right, so let's stop Let's stop right there. That's the furthest I need you to go.
Magic got
so you
five.
Started the phone call. Wait, what's the word you use? Was it disgraceful? What's the word you use to describe my...
It's despicable.
Despicable? Is that the word
you
use?
No. I said... No, I say you're delusional.
Okay, delusional. So I'm delusional because I dare to have LeBron number one, and yet you have him number three, which means we're not all that far off.
No.
So that, one person's delusional.
You far as hell. Okay.
How
when
is
you
that
talking
far?
About the greatest of all time, one and three is far off.
That's not really that far.
Okay, Ty.
To the point where someone's delusional?
We got him beat.
Who's your top five
quarterbacks of all time then, Ty?
Brady, Montana, Mahomes.
Delusional.
How's that delusional?
Okay. Delusional. Could I make one more point?
I just think it's weird that if I have something one and you have it three, given, I mean, the thousands of players for us to be that close, we're not that far in the grand scheme of things. But go ahead, continue.
Okay, so I'm going to be delusional. It's a strong word. Could I say something else real quick?
Yes.
I was just going to say
Jacob
that.
Before Jacob cut you off. Go ahead.
To watch Michael Jordan play was like poetry in motion, obviously.
Obviously.
Right? The guy went to six finals, won six times,
yes.
Never lost in a final.
Did he ever go to a game seven?
No, sir.
How long was his career, by the way? How long was his career?
We wouldn't even be talking about the brick.
How long was his career?
His career was shortened.
No, how many years? How many years was his career? I just want to know that.
So you can't answer off the top of my head, but Ty, real quick. So if Jordan went to 10 finals like LeBron went, Jordan would have won 10 championships. If he didn't retire, he would have won 8 straight. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't say LeBron is better than Jordan because he's not.
Ask Ty what would have happened if Jordan would have came straight from high school.
What would have happened if in the first 7 years of his career he had actually won a playoff series? So people keep telling me, six for six, and if he didn't retire, would have won 8 straight. What happened the first 7 years of his career? What happened in 95 when he got back and lost to Orlando in the playoffs? Because people say, if he didn't retire, he would have won 8 straight. Well, if I remember correctly, 95, he came back and lost in the playoffs.
It was a half a season.
This idea that we could just pencil him in.
It was a half a season.
Doesn't matter.
I am so sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Jordan was brought in, he would be
10-0.
I am so sorry before free agency was rampant that Michael Jordan came to the worst team and he was during the middle of a golden era of teams that have been together for a long time. He came in at the tail end of Bird and Magic.
Yep.
Oh me, oh my. Just like LeBrick couldn't beat the Spurs, son. Like, just imagine like if Jordan wouldn't have taken basically 3 years in college and 2 years retired. That's 5 more seasons we would have got of him.
Just imagine.
You don't think he would have won more titles? You don't think he would have won more titles?
Sure, we can play that game. Would LeBron have won more titles if Durant didn't go to Golden State?
I'm not talking about opponents, bro. I'm talking about just being in the league.
No, you're talking about circumstances.
I'm talking about being in the league.
LeBron gets dinged because he was good enough to go from high school straight to the NBA.
And also, hypotheticals help Jordan, but can't help LeBron. Okay, also, Jordan never left. Like, Jordan could have went and made a super team.
He didn't have to leave. He had Scottie Pippen. He had Dennis Rodman.
Hold up.
He had Horace Grant. He didn't have to. He had Phil Jackson. Why would you leave? Who would leave? Mo Williams is your second best player, don't give
Stop
me, it. Oh, Jordan never Stop left. It. Stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but he
Bart,
left and made a super. He didn't just go and join. He went and convinced two other guys to come. He convinced another guy to come with him to make a super team. Jordan never left to join a super team.
He did not have to.
Because he was the super team. Come on, this dude had Luke Longley. Man, stop it. Like, Jordan never had a team more talented than LeBron's team in Miami Heat. Stop it, man.
Wade and Bosh? I mean, he had a team that was good
Ray
enough
Allen.
To go 72
are, are you
10.
Stop? Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it, man. He went and made a super team to win his two titles. Stop it, man.
He has 4 championships. So if you want to call Miami the super team, 2016, that's a super team. 2020, that's a super team. Oh, yeah, that doesn't count. And that doesn't count. And that doesn't count. It's so funny. Whenever we have this argument, it's LeBron's championships don't count. The years Jordan.
He only got 4. 4 is still not better than 6.
Hold on. LeBron's championships don't count. The years Jordan didn't get to the finals don't count, because the years he missed the playoffs, those just didn't exist. The years that he retired, they don't count, except they do when he dropped 55 in the Garden. We can count that, but we can't count the fact that he lost to Orlando in the playoffs. Can't count the Wizards years, so we can only count the championship seasons when he went to the finals. Those are the only years that we could count, whereas LeBron, it's don't count that, don't count that, don't count that. Let's go to Patrick in China. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Two points. Ty, earlier in the show, the reason I called you, like, oh, back in the day when Jordan didn't make the playoffs his first couple of years in the league, that never happened. He made the playoffs every year he played for the Bulls. He didn't make it later on in the when he played for the Washington. But forget about all the championships and all that stuff. What about the fact of the league that Jordan played in versus the league LeBron plays in? You really think LeBron James would have played as long as he did if he had to get fouled every single night the way Jordan did? Guys would get suspended for 10 games today if they got hit the way Jordan gets hit. Today now, if they got hit, if LeBron got hit today, they'd be suspended for 10 games versus what Jordan dealt with every night.
All you got to say is, Robert Parrish punched Bill Laimbeer in the face, bloodied his nose, and it was just a regular foul. It was a common foul.
No, the league was tougher back then.
It's not comparable. I don't mean, like, LeBron James, amazing basketball player. But imagine if Michael Jordan got to play in the offensive league that goes on in the NBA today. He might score 45 a game.
I mean, this is where we get silly. This is where we get – this is where
Hold
we,
on, you don't think,
IQ
you don't
levels
think, so AI
dissipate
can
to such
43.
A fact.
AI
no, I said no. He would not have averaged 43. Appreciate the call, Patrick. AI, what he said
on
that podcast –
Hold on one second. Bart, one question.
Yeah.
Our daughters played basketball against each other a couple of weeks ago, a little Chatham versus where your daughter goes to school.
Yeah, yeah.
We weren't there. As I walked out, she's a good young player, man.
Yeah, I'm taking her to the gym today, man. She got to start using her body like Baby D. She need to be throwing people around.
Maybe you got to give her that muffin. Throw that muffin on the
She's
6'10", on the windshield.
You know what I'm saying? But out there, man, they don't allow the girls to play hard. Like they can't. Like she should be able to play more aggressive. They call too many offensive fouls too easy out there, man. Like just because she's bigger than somebody, they should allow her to be able to use that weight and that height.
Baby D.
Damn straight.
Next Friday,
I'm taking her to the gym after this.
Yeah, I just watched. Speaking of Baby D and Next Friday, you see that Mike Epps comedy special on Netflix?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
You said it wasn't. I thought it was hilarious.
I'm not a big Mike. I've been seeing Mike Epps maybe 5-6 times. He's not funny, man. Like he's a physical comedian, and he can have fun moments.
I agree with that coming in, but I actually really enjoyed the special. I did enjoy that.
I lasted maybe 20 minutes. I was just like, man, this is okay.
That's crazy. I was laughing the whole time.
I put it like this, right? If you put his special against Earthquakes, it's not even close as far as how you set up a show. Have you seen Earthquakes one? The one that Dave Chappelle did maybe a year ago?
Yeah, of course I've seen it.
It's not even close.
No,
as far
Dave Chappelle is better. I think he's funnier.
No, not Dave Chappelle. I'm talking about the one that he produced for Earthquake.
Oh, you just said Dave Chappelle's. I thought you said, did you see Dave Chappelle's show?
The one that Earthquake did. It's not even close when you see.
I don't think
how,
I've seen the one Earthquake did.
Man, when you need to go watch that one. You'll see that it's levels to this, right? You know how like I tell people like Majors, what's his name? The one that got in trouble.
Jonathan Majors, yeah.
So when Jonathan Majors acted in Creed, you can tell he's so much different and way better of an actor than Michael B. Jordan. It's not even close. Like he's a much better actor. Like you know how you have actors. Like I felt like Mike Epps is a good comedian, but he's not on the same level as guys of Bernie, Earthquake, who people don't know is he's a comedian's comedian, right? And it's like. It's about being able to have a point in the story, right? Like sometimes Kevin Hart, you go see Kevin Hart now. It's just like funny moments.
Yeah.
Like when you go see like Chris Rock.
You're looking for a story arc.
Right, right. Okay. I'm looking for you to take me on a journey, right? And to have a point.
And then there's a punchline at the end.
Yeah, not just punchline.
Well, Dave Chappelle, Dave Chappelle has mastered that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like I think that's a different level of the art. opposed to Mike Epps just kind of doing, oh, chicken man.
So you're just calling me basic because I found it hilarious.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought it was funny.
It's like fast food.
Well, I don't eat fast food.
You eat White Castle, and when I think the other comedians that I mentioned, even D.L. Hughley, I think or Eddie Griffin, right? I think like they're on a totally different level than Mike Epps.
800-919-3776. You always do this, Bart. You start with the whole LeBron and Jordan thing, and the phone lines light up. So we'll take your calls coming up next.
It's right polarizing. It shines off his ball spot.
And we weren't even talking about that. We were doing other things. There's NFL to talk about. There's
Hey, man,
Knicks.
We give people what they want. We like the Burger King of sports talk radio.
Have it your way. Right here on 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Nice West Coast. He's on one today. He's doing his thing.
He's trying to calm you down, man, because you was all hyped up because everybody coming at you, dog, because you dead wrong.
Well, look at the call screen. I've got a lot of people on my side. Bart and Han brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. At some point, we're going to have to hit audio files.
These all your Norwegian friends.
That's a good line from you. I ain't going to lie. The dude last segment, I can't remember his name, but he said he would love to see you do stand-up. So maybe we add that to your repertoire during the NFL all season.
Hey, man, if T.I. can do it, come on.
Now you taking shots at T.I.?
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Listen, Tip made it open when he made his woman look like Smokey Robinson.
When he made his woman look like Smokey Robinson?
Yes.
You talking about Tiny?
Yes.
Did you see him and his son getting into it on camera too? They was fighting?
Always, man. Like, listen. His son probably outweigh him by 20 pounds, you know what I'm saying? Like,
can I just want to say something real quick. 800-919-3776. We'll get back to the phone calls. This is not a statement about politics at all. I promise you. Vote for whoever you want to vote for. The man came out with some sneakers. I don't know if you've seen it, Bart, but they are atrocious looking. I could never wear those sneakers.
Disrespectful to black people too, like what the politician said.
Oh yeah, what the dude on Fox News. Out. Yeah,
like somebody who would vote for somebody because somebody made some gym shoes.
That's just ignorance. It angered me.
That's all it takes, black people.
Yeah, it's just it's coming. I mean, it's clearly a racial statement that's made, and whether it's ignorance
or march.
Yeah, like come on, chill out with that.
Say it on Black History Month.
But just looking at the sneakers itself. Man, those are hideous looking.
Ooh, he put a flag around it. Like, come on, man.
And they're gold, high top. I can't ever see myself rocking those at all. 800-919-3776. Let's hit Jeff in Mount Vernon. What's up, Mount? What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's good,
you good? Did you take a drink during the break?
Hey. Yeah, I'm sipping on this Tullamore Dew Irish whiskey that they fed us that I got to read 1,000 times throughout the show. But what's up, Jeff? What you got, bro?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Knicks, man. I think they're the better ticket than the Lakers, man. We've been seeing the Lakers all the time. We watch the Lakers every night. I got MSG. I see more Lakers games than Knicks games.
That's your problem. That's your issue, man. I feel you. Are you a Knicks fan? Yes, of course you're a Knicks fan.
Yeah, I'm a Knicks fan.
You're biased.
I'm biased, but I just think it's a better story. And as far as the LeBron Jordan thing, man, I just want to say, man, if we're both dating the same girl and you go over her house 10 times, And you come out of there 4 times, you know, doing your thing, and I go 6, and I go 6 for 6, I mean, what would be better for you?
I don't love the analogy, Jeff.
I do, because that's something that you understand, nookie.
I don't love the
analogy.
He's
speaking to you in nookie terms.
Yeah, but that's not a great analogy.
If you go over there and y'all just cuddle, you ain't winning, son.
Yeah, but, I mean, so the other 6 times, you took her out, but you ain't cash in, but then there were, what, 13 times outside of that you weren't able to get her on a date. You weren't able to take her out. So you didn't cash in at all. You're only judging by the times that you were able to cash in. I don't love that.
He's efficient.
It's a bad analogy. Let's hit Chris in. He's in his UPS truck hitting those deliveries. Yo, Chris, I got some stuff coming through,
man. Chris, you
got
anything to deliver to Ty, send it back. Say undeliverable.
Say
undeliverable.
I ordered some super greens, man. Make sure those come through on time. The Amazon hit me saying they late. I need you to get on that.
First of all, you can't be talking UPS, talking Amazon.
I'm going to be real, Ty. If I see your package, I might leave it in the lobby. I'm not going to lie. If you have a lobby. Because, listen, let me tell you something. One, I want to say this real quick, right? I'm trying to start my own podcast. I called in the show a few times. Ty, I don't know who you are, whatever. You're doing a great job, bro.
Oh,
I like
appreciate
the energy
you, dog.
And stuff you
Thank
do.
You.
And I want to mix my kind of podcast with you guys, Michael K, and kind of like It Is What It Is with Cameron and Mace. You know, you guys rock. I appreciate
it. Your Norwegian co-host like I got today.
Did you start the podcast yet?
No, I will start. I'm starting it hopefully by August before the preseason of NFL football.
I got you.
So one thing I want to say is I get the debate about the, you know, LeBron, the longevity of 20 years.
21.
I was actually, 21, about that. I was actually with the Lakers about 10, 15 years ago with my cousin. My cousin played a point guard. He was Smush Parker for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. That's so your cousin?
That's my cousin out of Brooklyn. I've been there. I've seen it all. As far as, like, the fear and the preparation of games. Now, I don't like to talk about, like, Kareem and stuff because those are before my time, so I'll be capping if I talk about it. But, like, from my era, like, I did watch Jordan, so obviously he's the GOAT. But, like, you know, rest in peace, Kobe. It's like everybody forgot who Kobe was.
Did they skip over? Like,
nah.
Kobe and Magic before LeBron.
Let me just say this point, right? I've seen preparation for LeBron, right? They used to say, stop the paint, let him shoot, and let him assist, right? It's hard to do that because, you know, he's very strong.
Mike Giannis.
Kobe, you couldn't do anything about. Jordan, you couldn't do anything about. And let's just talk about the era now. Like, not now, but, like, during LeBron. My favorite player was Melo. Melo will destroy LeBron in his prime. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Well, the problem is the Pistons took Darko Milicek.
You might want to think twice about that podcast, my G, if you're going to be spitting takes like that.
No. Listen, I love LeBron, and I love what he does outside the community, and he is longevity. It's like Brady and Mahomes. You got to say that LeBron. You know, you got to put Kobe up there, man.
No, I feel you. I feel you, Chris. I appreciate the call, man. Good luck on the podcast.
They talk about this Mamba mentality. I think they skip over Kobe and his 5 championships, and I don't understand why. Because, he won 3 with Shaq, but he won 2 with Paul Gasol, man.
Yeah, listen, Kobe's my favorite player of all time. You're not going to find a bigger Kobe guy than me. Even thinking about everything that happened, I mean, every time I just think about it, it just depresses me. But what he has working against him is the fact that when he first started his career, Shaq was the best player during that three-peat.
Okay.
Then Shaq gets traded, and Kobe now goes.
Hold on, during a three-peat? All 3 of them?
Yeah, he won an MVP, won 3 finals MVPs. He was the best player on the team. Shaq then gets traded. Kobe now has 7 years, or not 7, 5 years between finals appearances and then he's able to get over the level. But Kobe had also in his prime missed the playoffs twice, so there are things working against him. And then once he gets to year 17, he has the Achilles injury.
He could have went to a super team.
Could have. What's the story the other day? Someone almost got traded to the Lakers.
It was Melo for Lamar Odom and I think Andrew Bynum.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Melo and Kobe back in 2010.
And that might have been before the Chris Paul trade got rescinded, which is kind of crazy.
Yo, David
if Kobe,
Stern,
listen,
man.
listen. If the Pistons just simply draft Melo, LeBron would have been ran out of the Eastern Conference.
You despise LeBron.
Whoa. You don't think if Melo would have went there with Chauncey Billups?
No, they would have obviously won the championships. They would have won.
They'd have won at least two more.
Because Darko, I mean, your organization lost its mind with that pick.
Well, that's because they had Tayshaun Prince, and they didn't want to upset Tayshaun, so they wanted to get a big man. They thought they were getting their way Wimbenyani. Or whatever his name is.
Wimbenyama.
Yeah, Wimbenyama.
800-919-3776. The phone calls are lined up. Hour number three coming up next. Ty Butler, Bart Scott, right here on Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.